are becoming the kingdom of our God and of His Christ. Oh, yes, of His Christ.
It would be sad if somebody missed such a gathering.
When I came, I
looked around and I wasn't very happy about what I saw, and I didn't ask any question. Then the Lord is also asking me, what are His
people? So
whatever happens, I have to answer.
Praise the
Lord.
Hallelujah.
But yesterday I read an apology to you. But today we all have to bear responsibility, particularly we, the leaders and the planning committee, for this kind of level of attendance. The planning committee has to make sure that this is attended. And so we all are guilty, but particularly myself, and I accept that in, before the Lord. Amen.
Amen. And
we consider Easter Mission as the height of every event in the course of any year. And I've always made sure, I'm going to say that since 1973, I've only missed one Easter Mission or Easter gathering. That is about 1992.
Sorry.
But I have never missed, because wherever I am, I have to come back home because it's Easter time. Amen.
Amen. Sorry, and as a GS, as a free Easter year,
Since 1972 is the only year I have missed Easter.
If 1973 Easter bakupe.
GES was formed in during the Easter of 1973.
Now, Asafi was here 1973. Oh, Easter.
So Easter is the time and spirit and fire of the foundation, the frame, and glory of the society.
Eti Asafu no do Easter. E yedumedi ekesi e yoshobo e yujaso e yahukikamu.
If Jesus has any story to tell, if there's any glory, it is at Easter. And when we meet like this, the Lord has different things to tell us during Easter. In the early days when they didn't have church as such, sometimes we had Easter in the bush. Because people were coming from different places, and everybody, wherever they were, made sure they gathered at Easter. And these were times, and they are still times of glory. Hallelujah. Many people have been blessed at Easter time, Holy Spirit baptism, gift of the Holy Spirit, ministration, calls, anointing service, healing, deliverance, all kinds of things can happen during Easter. And so it's a time that we don't miss. So it's a time that every year you start preparing for it.
And this,
as soon as we finish one, you begin to prepare for the next one. Because you know what God is going to do, and you know what it means to you. Jesus Christ is the foundation of our society. And if Jesus Christ
is
the foundation, is the time of the message. message of our mission.
Na Yesu Kristo ni asafi papim dia ene e beba isen hyamu seya ene wode nasem wesombo ne man.
The message of the cross.
Asenia no asempa.
And the message of resurrection.
Na ni wusawi yonso asempa.
These two things constitute the whole foundation and the whole message and the end story of the Christian faith.
The sanima mienu na kabo muma asafi anase Kristo somu nyina fapim gina.
The cross and the resurrection. They constitute the basis of the Christ redemption mission.
The
God kingdom on earth. At Easter, we come face to face with the spirit, the message, the fire, and the glory of the Ghana Evangelical Society.
The spirit,
not onyame honhom, the spirit. The message,
a seminal,
the fire,
a journal,
and the glory.
Anyone young couple, anyone
of GES.
And I say, GES, anyone young.
If there is, you are a member of GES,
say we are GES near.
GES, you know, wherever we go, there's a spirit that goes with us.
GES for maybe it could be a who be DH.
People know us. When you begin to speak or you stand somewhere, they can easily tell that you have been a member of GES.
So which neighbor be a what down soon? Nipa nyina hu say, "Wa wura sa osun."
So there's a kind of spirit that runs through this ministry.
Enti sa asori jumedie no wo hu bi die chire da so nkokora ba bi obegire bia wo down
soon. So when we gather at Easter like this, these things are reactivated, revisited, renewed, re-strengthened, and we're giving fresh anointing or fresh message to take
home.
If Jesus Christ, the cross and the resurrection is the message, then of course we will meet Jesus Christ in a special way at Easter.
They say Jesus Christ has sent you and we saw you and assembled there. And they see Easter here and no more assembled.
The time of renewal of our mission vows.
They say and was say your bush and your Kenyan.
A revival time of the spirit, the fire, and purpose, and glory of the society's mission.
So Easter
makes it visit or revisit our foundation.
It's a time
of consecration and dedication to the calling, the vision, and the ministry or mission of the society. These days, it's difficult to talk to you, but many people at Easter, when we come to Easter like this, they don't eat. They make sure that they fast throughout. We are just like that. That's what we are. So when it's time, food and everything. You know, some, we don't give you too much food. So, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because we want you, and we continue to want you to rededicate, reconsecrate yourself. So, you see,
amen.
Amen. You see what the Lord asked you, are you a hunter? And if you are a hunter, what is your weapon?
And
if you go to the forest, what are you looking for? In other words, since you came here, what is the purpose of your coming here? Are you a member of the society? And have you made sure that you have your weapons?
Now, what's this?
Is your heart ready to receive the things that God wants
to give you?
Because as you go out, you go back in, you from the forest, you must show what? Evidence of your being what? A hunter. You have got games that you're going to tell your family and the household that I've been to the forest and I'm back. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when you go to Easter and you don't take anything home, that's what the Lord was asking. And he said the most important thing For you at a time like this is your heart, and he needs our hearts.
Because
it is in our heart that these things take place. And if you are here just for the sake of it, or you have not prepared yourself that I am going to Easter, I'm going to meet the Lord, I have prepared my heart, my spirit, my mind, I'm ready to be blessed. Whatever the Lord has for me, I will not miss it. Have you prepared yourself? That was the question the Lord was
ready with some conscience. Say, Waba. And I say, Baba, I know I see a corner, also baby, sir. It was so easy, you are coming. No one is so shame ready. No one will be blood fear ready.
So even before we came, you should have fasted.
And the answer, cry now before you come, Baba, and make us a quiet quenching.
You have fasted and prayed, and you took a decision and you spoke to the Lord before you came down.
Make us a quiet quenching upon prayer. The Bia to a coma to say, Ready, Baba, me, baby, you mean chance.
I am going to meet the Lord.
Be sure, ready.
I'm going to meet the brethren.
Be sure, Dophonum.
We are a ministry.
Yeah, sorry.
And there will be anointing and there will be power to do God's work.
No, when you come to me, Bessan,
and so I prepare myself for the purpose.
But see, Samusa, me, Baba, you
And the Lord was asking, what are your weapons? And when the Lord asked the question, it means that we have abandoned our standing. We have forgotten whom we are. But the beauty of it is that he's welcoming us even as we are. So I'm telling you that Easter is special and very unique to us. We revisit our society's foundation. Now, central to the Easter story is Jesus Christ. The Lamb that was slain. The good shepherd that gave his life and laid down his life as it is for the sheep. The Lion of Judah who fought the wars and continues to fight the wars for the Father and the kingdom. He is the person and the purpose and the glory of our meetings. And today he says he has a package to bless us.
And there are someone walk and coach him say, "Was it with CCBB soon could be on the
Bema?" What are his people?
Was it in court for anybody? Away.
I don't know maybe they are so busy or whatever it is, or they are having problems with their fellow brothers or sisters, or they have gone astray, or they are backsliding and they don't want to come. But some of us who have come, we have been involved in all those things anyway. But the Lord said, whatever the state of your standing, whatever your garment, however torn they are, however naked you are, thank God you are here.
Amen. The Radio Kansas City Tibia, the Jayeda, maybe I have to move Biala, or how be a day Subiano?
Because we are his anyway.
Now, Yanidia,
he cannot deny himself.
Now, yet to me, Poem and I am Pono.
He cannot deny
himself. Or no Radio Pono.
Because if he denies us, it means he has denied himself.
The Abana Radio Puya Nakas will not
have. Because we are the evidence of himself.
If he says, Sad Watiano, Sanya.
So when we are assembled like this,
it is Yeshia.
It's a time of renewal, the visitation to the cross, and the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
No, I was say in share with Dino Coco, it is a senior on a friend, Jimedi, or the Ashian son, Yemukana.
And the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
And then conclude Jimedi.
Easter is a time that we pay serious attention to the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Easter, your bride, your basia, in your bread, in your suti man, conclude.
It is also a time of deepened fellowship with God and fellowship with one another.
We
come from different places. We have had different experiences during the course of the year. So we come and we share fellowship. And so if you are from Asasua, you don't meet only the group of Asasua. You make sure You go to Achanse or Kumase or Accra or somewhere because they have something that you want to hear and you have something to share.
And so first is one of by ya. Yes, it's all from Kwan Ubisha winning crown for and Kumasi for Kufodia for Abisha and to Komodia and Kupoya and Crown Club Yasubram.
This year we have made sure.
I feel ya yen is
that you have sufficient time for yourselves.
Ubinya bre amount.
Because we know that there's a lot of teaching and a lot of, you know, gathering and going and back during Easter. But this year, we come in the morning at this place. Tomorrow, we shall be here in the morning, Sunday the same. In the evening, we shall be in Medina, Drogo Junction, in outreach.
So
in between the two, you have a time for yourself. And I thank God that the Spirit of the Lord has made us to have time like this for ourselves. So that He has given us to allow to give you space. So you can now, hearing what you are hearing, seeing what you are seeing, you want to make yourself ready. You want to seek the face of the Lord. So the afternoon, you know, it's not a time, I was telling them yesterday, it's not a time of talking. You can go and sit down. There are a lot of trees over there. Go and sit down quietly. You can pray. You can meet somebody and you share things. The Lord will speak to you. I mean.
Now, feed your ready, but see, you're on that tomb and phone. Come as soon as baby, I want to be able to be a sinning community with me. We are to see it in common. You may not have a commission worker.
Well, if you have nothing to do, just go and sleep.
So, when you hear, okay, no, quota.
The Lord said, gently come.
Ready, persuade you that book or bra.
Patiently come and wait. You see, my ministration is Easter is going to be different.
We only say a free Easter, minyam jumano, a best.
It's going to be different. Not the way I do it always. The Lord is leading me to treat it in a different way. He wants you to be gentle. And He wants you, I will come to it later, He wants you to participate effectively. Don't just be seeing things. If you see, see. If you hear, hear. So that when you go back, you see, the thing must register in your heart. He said He wants what? Our hearts. You don't just see, but just see. And I mean, when you see, see. When you are hearing what? Hear. Let it enter where? Your heart. Let it rest, find a place in your heart. And let that spirit, the new thing, have its full course in your heart, in your being. It will make you a different person.
Say,
hear the voice. I'll explain that later. That is God's voice. There are many voices. But here we shall hear the voice of God. And I'll come back to it later. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, we are not here. Easter is not a pilgrimage.
Easter is a pilgrimage.
Like people go to Mecca because Muhammad is dead and they met him there. They buried him there and there's a building which they are going to throw stones and meet. Yeah. We are not on a pilgrimage here. We are not going to Jerusalem to go and see where Jesus was born. Bethlehem and walk. This is on the pilgrimage.
And yes, sir, you took a cocoa baby, a yes, you win your name, and eh, baby, see,
I don't go to Jerusalem.
You could you listen to cocoa?
Bethlehem.
We call Bethlehem. I call him baby, John Bond is
a woman. That word. Wherever, neither in where, Jerusalem or where, on the mountain.
She said, name me, yes, we need Jerusalem, we need people. So
he's alive.
What is he?
He's not there. And whatever his people meet where, he is there. So we are not here for the sake of trying to look for him.
And yes, you say about American. If you come about American, say yes,
you You didn't come here because your pastors didn't present Jesus to you well. So you call Easter dear. Brother minister. That's not what you are here. Praise the Lord. We are coming to meet this same man, this same Jesus, whom we have been talking to and worshiping and serving. Whatever we are all the
years.
He is here and he has been here. And he has been with us throughout the year. And he will be with us to the end of time. When all is done. And everything has passed and gone. We ourselves. We shall put on the fullness of this Jesus Christ. When the time comes, and I stand up, you will not see a good
one.
You will see whom?
Jesus.
Amen.
You will see Jesus.
I've told you before, and I've told you sometime in America, where I go. I said, look at me. Keep on looking at me. And when, as you begin to look, you will look and you will see. You will no more see this man. You will see somebody. And that somebody is called what? Jesus. So, as you are here, there's a transformation taking place. And at the end of the day, we shall be like him. The Bible tells us, you know, I don't want to minister like I do. The Bible tells us that he's seated on the right hand side where?
Genesis first.
And we are also seated in heavenly places where? In him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are seated where? In heavenly places. We are in Christ and Christ is in us. And the Bible tells us that the Father and the Son have made their abode with us. God is in me. Jesus said in John 14:21, he said, if you obey me and you love me and obey my commandments, I will manifest myself. And if I'm happy with you, I introduce you to whom? My Father. And you will now know my Father. And my Father and myself will come and make where? What with us? Our abode, verse 23. But already the Holy Spirit is already where? With us. Because he introduced Christ and he ministers Christ and he gives the commandments and he gives the orders and he directs the church. And if you are obeying the church, and you are living with whom? The Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit brings Jesus. And then Jesus said, good, well done. Then he said, look at me. Here am I.
Yes, you can join woman who say, Modom me, no mudi ma said yes, wa. Madam, a jani di acherum. Namini a jan
obedan who ankas
a jan who ed the
acher. Man jay kemachomo.
Obedan who ed the acher.
They can a day kemachomo, the mangumo, the mang, a man jay che, who kemachom, the mangumo, kemachomene. A chair, Nijano a chair, ke le bio ampe mini. Ambape, about what
they are chan,
about the chan, say, Mukoko, like a bolanga bobo. Lord, let him make up a mini. Come by and see. Lord, Gabia, who sent you? Gabia, who sent you? Ne oko make your oko mobi ne koko oko. Ne tapi chokata no genye. Tapi nangba fne. Tapi haleko no afi. Alo teko no ka wose. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Say, oh boy, I didn't put you a good one. Let you didn't buy a bad one. I didn't want me. Okay, yeah, on it. No, oh, yeah. Then look at all tackle, ka choco, choco, better my phone, my fiao. Ne, if I knew my, you know, I'm going to hang my mana. I'm playing like a massy. 1,000 shall fall on the right, 1,000 where? On the left. But they shall not what? Touch. Tapika abi o tef ya yi. Tapika abi o noko pe. He? Ama jebo. Ama gbo hegwe. Ama fia o te. Kapela gbe yesu o. Ama gbo ujan. Se nagbele egbolo. Egbole se mnebe ni etesi eko un. Nemo ho. Se mole ogbono tesi mobo. Lo agbeno ko pe mwo.
Amen.
It means interpretation of tongues.
When the minister of Google Betcher was here.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm saying that whilst we are here,
you make us see a while.
We are going to have a special encounter with Jesus.
You need to be sure and share Muslim.
Because when all is done, we shall be like him.
At that
time, we shall have arrived at the end of our spiritual journey. As we worship, and there's a transformation that takes place. We are in the process of perfection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hello, Nija, we chucky. The one on a K and more, Lenche, a stamp or a gabini, a get more hangmania. The no yano, the pay. The Kamumumumum cat, no men, now, and they came bullet no point you. The Capicano in a foul casino. Well, quite handled me. The man won a deal. It's like you shall shine like what? Star.
Was he a best
put his mark on you.
Now, so,
see, when we have not even been perfected, there's a mark of Christ.
Yes, hallelujah. The friend say,
Daniel saw a vision. He said, at that time, you shall look like what?
Daniel said,
the journey is not ended, and we are already shining like
stars.
If you agree, stand up and clap for Jesus.
So when we are now, sorry, you're not born somewhere, Rani. We are not here for you. And so, now, chance on you. Then, you will never need
to have a chance. And I'm done. Oh, yes, we
are.
Oh, Yehovah. Raise up your eyes and see Jesus on the tree. And thank him for this grace that has come our way.
Amen.
Tell your brother, I'm blessed to be here.
And then you can sit down. Amen. Now, if it's
nothing, you can say, one man
quiet. One man quiet. One man quiet. One man quiet.
Praise the Lord. Those of you who
didn't pass by.
Those of you who didn't come to the opening service, you missed.
No, I didn't hear my man. I should have done.
We prayed for you. You are on the way. So.
Next message for them. Come and tell your papa my home.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Beloved, it's a time to resharpen our standing, our weapons.
Jesus has spoken
already. If you are a hunter, where is what? a weapon.
Wa se weye obomofo a wakodie wa utuo.
So at this meeting you want to sharpen your weapon.
Enti enhyemu aya ben no wakodie ndia odekuno wa se opepa ho na usiesie ni ye.
The word of God is what? The chief of our weapon.
Na nyamiasem ene yakodie ne kese.
The blood is a weapon.
Yes, Mujanusi Akudia.
The Holy Spirit fire is a weapon.
Hong Kukuri Janusi Akudia.
Then there are weapons upon weapons.
Na Akudia mu Akudia Suho.
And there's a weapon within weapon.
Na Akudia mu ya Akudia.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
During the end of the year, November meeting, the Lord asked me to speak to power. Power.
A finiqua, we have here, Tremon Quaviano, or Sumi Duba, Kuna, where the Casa Chems and Minkasa for 2 mil.
We had a program, 3-day prophetic program.
Yeah. Nansan Commission, Jimmy.
And the Lord made me deal with power.
Not
powers, not powers, but power.
To me,
he is the power, he is the author of power. So who is power in Ghana?
Indeed, no, ready to say, Ghana, when are you to me?
This morning, the Lord was asking me.
And open ready to say,
I may come to it. I don't know whether it's come. Who says his power in Ghana?
No, ready to say, when are you to me in Ghana?
Who say he is a voice and a power in Ghana?
When, I say,
when he speaks, nobody shall speak again.
Ghana, when I saw one or Kabia, Ubin Kabi.
Every voice and every power shall be silenced today.
I already see too many Kasabia, a Bebrasine.
We'll come to it later.
The Chile Bebrasu.
There's no power.
But Christ. Nemo Christ too many.
So as we are here this year,
enti afia bai.
I want you to really get serious.
The best say umoni pray.
The Lord said is gently. He has opened the door.
This will be a pono na
odan boko. Gently.
Wasi wemu boko ne bra.
There's a package for you.
Wasi wasi si bibi fefe wa.
These are spiritual things.
Achedi ebi a yahunhu mudi.
And spiritual things, I think I receive by what? By faith. The spiritual things are spiritually what? Discerned.
So,
God is not speaking to people who don't understand.
Easter
2007 is a mission. We are here on a mission to present the Lamb of God, our Master and our King, to the whole world.
Say, you
in fact, to all creation.
No credit say Emma a body in
spirits and men.
Nipania home.
Principalities and powers.
To me DNA too for
saved and unfaithful saved people.
Omo waji on kwan woman yonkwa.
Baptized and unbaptized people.
Omo ya bo soon yo moemosu.
Animals and birds.
And no man moi.
Everybody and every power must hear about the Lamb of God. The Bible declares him to be the Savior who has taken away the sin of the world. We all know the mission of salvation. And we know what the mission of salvation involves. It involves encounter with Satan and wicked men. Those responsible for the world of rebellion and disobedience. Sin and evil acts. Evil acts of oppression and robbery. Not just to go and steal, but when they can take your blessing and your glory from you. Look at what the Lord was saying. Some people have been with them for years. And Ananias and Sapphira have been with the disciples.
Ananias and Sapphira, no more can sorry no.
When they said they should, people are bringing them sold the properties. They too were doing it.
Brand for the afford the NOA there, but also conform the abai.
But they have another heart.
Nens no makumanye.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can be a member of this church or this ministry or some church somewhere. And you pretend everything they are doing, you pretend that you are one of them. The Lord was saying that you can even give gifts to people and give them gifts only to bring them down so they don't function. You get near somebody and become a friend to the person only to destroy the person. So Somebody wants to serve God and is doing very well. Then you get here, you start poisoning the mind of the person to bring the person down. That which God wants the person to do, you stop him, or the seriousness with which he's working or he is working in the church, you stop and you destroy the person, and you take the person's heart and mind and spirit away from what God wants to do. And you are excited because you are a thief. You make things difficult for people to do God's way. And these people, you cannot do this work. Jesus, these are the people who killed Jesus.
There
are the people who came together. They said, the man is taking the whole world. Let's kill
him.
We have been here before he came. He's a young man. We have been in this church. We are the guns in this church. You 3 days ago, you want to prove that you are what?
You claim that you are God.
And he's praying and seeking the fall of Ragbozo that he will celebrate. Are you an animal or a beast? You want the minister to fall? And you can pretend and tell people that you are serving God. They said they were serving God, the high priest. They went and arranged with the government. They took Jesus to Pilate. And to Herod. That they should kill him. Pilate said, I see nothing wrong with him, yet he killed him. No. Pilate said he has saw nothing wrong, yet he allowed him to be killed. He's guilty. He washed his blood in his hand, but he's guilty of blood. He's a killer. The wife told him that don't touch that man. He went and washed his hand.
Duty demands.
I don't like the duty, but that is duty. His popularity and his standing is more important.
The
people didn't say that. It is the chiefs.
I am full of
the chiefs and the lawyers and the doctors and the politicians, they meet. This is a young man. And he's coming to take the authority. Everybody believed that Jesus was a man and a man of God. And they are following him. And we were here before he was born. I'm a lawyer, I have degrees. I have big deals. I have a big company. I mean, even the boys who are following Jesus, I can pay them. Then they go and hire macho men. They hire macho men and people who don't have jobs. I was telling them my colleague Gono. They went and pulled down Lighthouse Temple. That said, when foolish people want to do foolish things, they come and give you a petition, 5,000 cities. You go and do foolish things, and the curse is on you.
But so open multi war near the box, Sika, no more passes, Uncle Fair, Yenya Papa's, and Quasadia. A Copasa, such in the box.
And the people who hire you to do it, they are with their children in their house, and you are using, and the curse will come upon you.
No, man,
and your family will never get on.
If you say, we penny no more coin, and the whole shaman confine is our born in. Well, fear any answer, no, maybe about.
And when you are here, you don't grow. Meanwhile, the children are in high. Look at Bush. His children are happy. And meanwhile, people are dying in Iraq because he wants money. He and his friends want money.
And they offer
the life of Americans and the life of Iraqis and other people so that they will get money. What kind of life is this? These are wicked people.
We are wicked people. No mu didi na ya sumo kofo ma so mu kokko no mu no mu no mu.
When Bush wanted to stand election, the Lord told me he was going there only for money. What? He has nothing to do but money.
Where
he
say has proved money. O ko jina se ntoba man ni oni butai pepe bi am o ba no sika sika
as he came all the, you know, the
that's what they have been panic by.
He said all the these are the people who killed Jesus. And when you want to do this kind of work, they will kill you.
So you are Jesus is obeying me, you man.
When you want to take on the Lamb of God that takes what? He has to carry the sins of the world. Look at the cross and the burden on the cross. It is not the wood. The sin of man for years from the creation to the end of time. To the sin you committed last night. Even that sin was on Jesus at the time. He had to carry it. If he hadn't carried it, you couldn't have gone to ask for God for what? Forgiveness. This is the person they want to kill. And if you want to follow this man, they would kill you. He said, the servant is not greater than what? His master. So the spirits and powers of darkness, people that believe in sin and evil works, oppression and robbery, dominion and control, kingdoms of Satan and spirits and men in the world. Let me give you an example. I will take off my shoe. But because of you, I won't take it. So I've taken off my shoe. I'll give you an example. And listen to me carefully. This is the powers of darkness where? In the world. The Lord said, what is the forest? He said, the world is the what? The forest. And what? The world and what? Your future. Your future is the world. You are in the world and you are to redeem the world, to fight or to If you have a weapon and you must go into the forest to fight war, to get a game in the world. And as you are moving in the world, you are determining what? Your future. Walking in the world is not just carelessness. Whatever you do, you are paving a future for yourself. That's why God said, give me what?
Your
heart. But if you refuse to give him your heart, If you don't give him your heart, you have no future. So the battle is in the world. And I won't give you an example.
Praise
the Lord. The power and dominion of spirits and powers of academia and intellectual world, such as the spirits and power of learning and knowledge.
Universities
around the world.
Institutions
of learning.
There are spirits
that control this. And these spirits tend to reject God, the knowledge of God, the worship of God, the obedience and honor of God, the Creator.
If
you are at the university and want to make a name as a scholar, the ideas and the philosophies and the concept you are handling will make you believe in yourself. And you don't believe in God. There's no God.
And the woman who is walking kind, the Usian, or the baby,
discussing with me this morning. They are making research and they are studying. They have not found anything new. They have not created anything. The academicians, the university professors, the doctors, chain of degrees upon degrees, there's nothing new. They are only finding out that which is already there. God has already created. And they are looking to know more about it.
And if they
get a little knowledge and then they think there is no God. You see the foolishness of a foolish man. But you know the story. That thinks that he is what? In control of the academic world. Intellectual power means you must be a God to yourself. Are you following what I'm saying? There is no God.
And so
Christ, Sprite.
Oh.
I'm a soul.
I'm a soul. You
know who him? A kid, little woman, boy.
School, no, what call? Woman, I was in. O mushi on fe nyame asem nyashi
o se nyame se ngai nyame asem on nyame ni ho
nyame kra ni obiem on wasi nguma na dwene ofisa na dwena be nyame ndi o nyame nyame kra ni obiem ono obetima di ne ho.
He can be a young man with parents that they taught him when he gets to university here. He throws all the Christianity, the background, throws them away. Praise the Lord.
And nti na ye man wasi e bompa ye ma wo mu no. Wouldn't you swat the tia colour when you were school pom pen woman and then crata with shana na assistant admin? Yamishune yefro.
I was a student here and there was a professor from Oxford. And when I was a student, and the professor was one of the learned men. So I arranged for a meeting and we held a meeting here to exchange ideas.
Oh.
Just a yes, shadi.
Yes, shadi.
And the thinking. I can't think the way I used to think. To think. I mean thinking. If I read the papers I wrote, even in my first year, I can't think the way I used to think. Because the thinking was high thinking. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to prove that Misumi Eden, the philosopher from Oxford, has come. And he's my friend. We shall talk. And, you know, I was a student. I had a little money. So I gathered the students. I said, let's go and have an encounter with the professor. Mm. So we arranged chairs here and we're sitting down here exchanging ideas because we are scholars. There's nothing wrong. If only you know God.
You want me to say,
all these searches, the power of the mind. Which is
making them
proud. Nobody knows. Nobody knows how this power came. Because he has a mind power, he thinks he's God.
So
in the academic and intellectual environment, such as reigns in Legon, the worship, knowledge, faith, obedience, and honor of God is invariably rejected and thrown away, as if man is sufficient.
Unto himself.
This is the place that we have come to prepare ourselves to declare to the world. Behold the Lamb of God.
Say, Uncle Pemunka said,
who takes away the sins. This mountain.
Sabi Poyasu. Those
who think they're so called, now they rule the world. They are the politicians, the lawyers, the judges, the power, the great men, the rich men, the industrialists. They write the book, the philosophers, the manifestos of political parties and all the rest of it. They are the people that they consult. When Akosobo have a problem, the products of these universities, these are the people, the consultants, they earn my money. And boom, 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 boom. I'm a foolish preacher. I don't have even what they get for breakfast. I don't get that much for my whole month. Praise the Lord. And so they believe that they are strong. And it's a spirit that has put that spirit, that conception. That understanding. And these are the people which I tell, behold what?
The sanko for ya bon someone we are sending woman in my form margin. Woman was here coming chinese catch up the share. You may go man.
So when you come to make such a statement, you are fighting spirits.
It is so could just send people now could we ask a case yes Christo, you may go man. Nigga say who share who my kutia.
Spirit Commonwealth. We had a program here on Commonwealth the other day down there. When I was speaking, a man had a broom and he was carrying the broom and he was passing. You know, he was trying to what? Distract the attention of the people listening to me.
Sorry, I won't preach you.
He was trying to distract the attention. Oh. So nobody will pay attention to what was. I was saying. And I put out my finger. I said, people don't know what who they are, what is worrying them. And then they all started laughing at him. to handle him. Many of the Commonwealth, what? They call them what? Vandals. Many of them accepted Christ that day. Amen. And it changed the life of the people here at that time.
Amen.
Brethren, shall we stand?
But I am sorry.
Spirit divine, attend our prayer and make this heart thy own. Defend with all thy gracious power. O come, great spirit. O come, great spirit. Great God. You know, it is good to learn, you know. But learning should not make you throw God away. It is good to get degrees and to have skills to help people, your fellow human beings. It is good to go and have confidence in professions so that you can help build society. But if you, in the process, you reject God, then you are dead, and the people will not benefit. They will not be blessed because you yourself are not. You are a curse.
You
are a curse. You yourself are a curse.
So
you cannot be an instrument of blessing. So if you are here, you are a student, you are somebody who wants to learn, or you are here, we are here on this mountain. We'll come to the mountain very soon. But I want you, the Lord said he wants what? Our heart. So as we sing this song, I'm not saying God don't go to university, but you must get Christ where? Spirit divine, attend our heart, and make this heart thy own. Descend with all thy breath. O come, great spirit. O come, great spirit. Make this heart what? Thy own. Check a tree on a pebini. A po no.
The fire
come. Run over his tree up.
The fire come on your tenabia.
Ne mount, o mount jim, no jim. Kel drum ni, kebono no. A trap and a pebini. Baka woe tree up. The map will know. The mumma pick up. Spirit divine. Attend our prayers and make this heart thy own. Amen.
The fire come and yow dear. The fire come and yow dear. Unyame wo hume.
Descend with all thy gracious powers. Descend with all thy gracious.
Oh,
come, great spirit.
Oh, kesiye, onko kray.
He said, descend with all thy gracious powers. He said what? Descend with all thy gracious power.
Oh, what do make a sin, son? Oh, what do make a sin? Never
snipe. Mammy, Dominican, you may have a press in a car.
So,
wait,
when you come home, son, what do make a sin? Never fire, come across.
Never share me, mamma.
Share, come a woman.
Descend with all thy gracious. Oh, come, great spirit. Oh, come, great spirit.
Oh, come.
I want you to be silent, pray a short prayer.
So you think I can.
Wants your heart. There are spirits and powers, structures of sin, structures that reject Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, Savior of the world.
But
today, you want to receive Jesus.
Yes, what dear? I mean,
if you have received him before, you want to receive him afresh. You want to him, allow him to pour out his gracious,
his
powers into you. You are a student here. You want to thank God for giving you opportunity to be here to learn. But this opportunity to learn should not be opportunity to reject God the Creator.
So you school near the radius is one more quan will be a common session and dear. Now this year we shall hand and chair say you ready for a problem.
If there's anything that you want to do as a student in the university, it is to find God, seek Him and find Him.
So we be one person in the school point university. You also hear about when say, "Oh, you shall ready."
And He will bless all that you do.
Now the whole universe will shout.
But wisdom shall come from above, power from above, knowledge from above, insight from above, and direction from above.
If you say, "Nyansan ni midi ni two mi ni na kwanchere," if you also, if you nyamenche neba.
And you who are here, we are here on a mission to Legon and Medina.
Wow, me no wahai yeshia o nyamiju midi binti.
In these 3 days will be great days to present the Lamb of God to these places.
Then I'm saying, "Be ye dakesiye sebe pemu."
The door of heaven is open. If you believe, you'll be an instrument.
And
God will be used to declare salvation to many. He will take many people out of sin, rebellion, disobedience, evil and pride. And all these spirits will give way. And at the end of this mission, we shall deliver, liberate, and release Lagos and the investors of Ghana from kingdom and power and glory of the ivory tower. If the church say, if you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Shout out for Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now I want you to get up again.
Number so sorry, Bim.
And I want you to say after me.
Number so can be the machi.
We are going to speak to Legon Hill.
You ever see a castle gone people?
Legon Hill.
Legon Yarisa.
Behold the Lamb of God. Again, Legon Hill.
Legon Hill.
Behold the Lamb of God.
Behold the Lamb of God.
Again, Legon Hill.
Legon Hill.
Behold the Lamb of God.
Behold the Lamb of God.
I want you to stamp on your feet 3 times on the floor. 1, 2, 3. We are standing on this hill. And we are delivering this hill from the power of sin, intellectualism, academicism that reject the knowledge of God. So it will say again, Legon Hill.
Legon.
Behold the Lamb of God.
Behold the Lamb of God.
Your day of salvation.
Your day of salvation.
Redemption.
Redemption.
And liberation has come.
And liberation has come.
Stand up and walk.
Stand up and walk.
Your sins are forgiven.
Your sins are forgiven.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
The Lamb of God.
The Lamb of God.
Has made you free.
Has made you free.
Let go heal. Rejoice in the Lord again. I say rejoice.
In the Lord again. I say rejoice.
Let go here.
Let go here.
Rejoice in the Lord again. I say rejoice.
Rejoice in the Lord, I God. I say rejoice.
The scornful and the mockers.
And the mockers.
And the proud.
And the proud.
Shall no more come unto you.
Shall no more come unto you.
The scornful.
The scornful.
The
mockers,
and the proud,
and the proud,
shall no more take possession of Legon Hill.
Shall no more take possession.
Legon Hill,
Legon Hill,
you are free.
You are free.
They shall not stand nor ride over your shoulders anymore.
They shall not stand nor ride over your shoulder no more.
Legon Hill,
Legon Hill,
you are free.
You are free.
Legon Hill.
Legon Hill.
You are free.
You are free.
Legon Hill.
Legon Hill.
You are free.
You are free.
Let's come for Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Some will turn north, south, east, and west. You can choose whoever. They will be south, and then will be the you say, let go here, you are free. That's all. You can some megoma at the I have been go I have been megoma at me here.
Let me switch the say.
Turn backwards, turn right. Those of you here, turn left. Those of you in the middle here. Those at the back, turn back, turn backwards.
Now for some.
Those on the left, right here, turn here. Those the first two rows. Look at this
direction.
And then you are the two rows here. Two rows. The two rows, the first two rows here. Look here. You are speaking to this side. This is east, isn't it? Yes, this is east. This is what? North. That is what? South. And this is what? West. No, this is what? South, south. North, south, east, and west. So now speak. Legon Hill.
Legon Hill.
You are free.
You are free.
Again.
Legon Hill. You are free.
One more time.
Legon Hill.
You are free. Amen. Let's sit down. Thank you. Yeah, let's come for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Beloved, in the above pre-presentation and ministry, I've tried to explain to you the significance of the theme of this year's Easter gathering.
I'm a bomb homo, they say, Meche was here. A fee Easter, no?
It's a gathering to present Jesus Christ, the Son giving. The Lamb of God to the nations and peoples of Ghana, not excluding the church in Ghana.
Including the church.
While we renew our faith and mission and standing in the
Lord.
Yesterday, we took off our garments and our loads. Today also, the Lord has said we should come even as we are. All the loads and burden by which we were born. When we landed on earth, all the sin, the curses, the burdens, and everything, and what we have passed through, yesterday, we hand them all over to Jesus Christ. But here too, he said he has what? Accepted us as we are. So yesterday, those who were at the opening service, we took our burdens. We were renewed and new. We are different people. Hallelujah. But the Lord's message that those of you who are here today also what? He has received and he has renewed you. So he wants your heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now we are soldiers of the cross. We are an army of the Lord. The end time kingdom army. Amen. So now we should be ready to work the works of God in this nation and in the world. To declare, behold what? The Lamb. This morning the Lord dealt with me on something. And he spoke about it also in the prophecy. And the question is, who are you, Brother Enoch? I don't know whether you have asked the question or people have asked you the same question. I've been speaking a lot on national issues, and I've been speaking to authorities and powers. I speak to spirits, I speak to powers, I speak to governments, I speak to people. The other day, I wrote a letter. Those of you who are in Accra, remember that I said that President Kufuor should go and do what? Seek reconciliation with whom? Promise. Whatever the problem, he must go. Because what? He's the junior of the two.
President Kufuokunu, President Rawlings, no any kabum. And famously TBA at the
and I wrote letters to the chairman of the Council of States. And the Roman Catholic Archbishop.
a Roman Catholic Archbishop, Romans of Peninsula.
And letters to President Kufuor and President whom? Ex-President whom?
And I'm going to come out, President Kufuor and President
Rollins. I said, these two gentlemen should help the two gentlemen to come together.
And I'm catching of my name, said, Mumuana, sir, and Lantier, meaning, and she's on them.
Not long, we see that the president sent what? A delegation.
And check, and now, President Kufuor, a two of four call, President Rollins.
He sent the Archbishop, he sent the Council of State. Then he added other people to make it look great. And President Rollins turned down the offer. But at least President Kufuor has obeyed the voice of God.
But President Kufuor,
Jesus Christ.
And in Penny Four said, you're going here, President Rollins. You see them. What do you want?
But he didn't accept the offer of what? Reconciliation.
Now, as you see what's about one in terminal, and you want you.
Maybe a beba.
Maybe a chain.
A chain, never. And since he runs out my arm, on your Ghanaian, into Yati. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Nenia brepa. Okay, NDC for say, not himself as a man, and or how on. Say now, present chairman, so or her room. She said, Miss Jesus, she said, Obi a pound. It is messenger of a pound. Until Neninge. Now, I admit, say, NDC, until me two a day, NPP, just a coup. And a coup, so a ma.
And yet, you might be, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Aquano, Nenia Bray.
Say, we're at wedding
good. Yamia and Pata, and ye.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The voice of what?
God.
So the question is, who is this man?
I said, besides, who are you one way?
I've written many articles, I've written the government, I've written the presidential candidates and so on.
Church
and the question, the Lord put it on my heart this morning.
And
you are going to be asked questions. And the Lord asked me to. He answered the question for me and unto you. John chapter 1.
Yohane, a tribal.
People are asking questions about who is Agbozu. Yesterday I got a call from somebody, a very important somebody.
The petit should be frame in Ra.
And when the Rolling statement about coup and all the rest, and they are asking my opinion.
So
who is this man?
Why new real?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So who is Brother Enoch?
The oneness of Enoch.
Hallelujah. And I'll answer briefly before we continue. He said, this is the voice crying where? In the wilderness.
This
is the mission the Lord has given me in this end time. And the spirit of John the Baptist.
Any John the Baptist whom?
I just cut it short. Has come to rest upon me. And
then
when the Lord is talking about listen to the voice. That is the secret. Yes, that is the secret.
Yes, free and intercept.
Came with the prophecy, saw the sign, listen to the voice. The last year he kept on mission. And this is the voice. Cry where? John the Baptist was to identify whom? Jesus. It is John the Baptist who told Israel at the time that what? Behold what? The Lamb of God. That what? Take it away. Upon what authority does Agbozo declare or GS declare to the world what? Behold, Lamb of God. That's the question. What is the authority we have? Who are we? Are you following the point? The question of people's mind and people who ask the question or are asking the question. So they took John and said, John, tell us, are you the
You
can see the discussion between him, them and from John chapter
1.
From verse 19 to
36.
And then Luke chapter 3, the first 18 verses. Now John chapter
1
verse
19,
I will read and you all read. We are reading from 19 to 36. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? 20, all of you. Who are you? And he says what?
I am.
And they ask him, what then are you? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, no. 22. He said, I am the voice of one cry in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. As the prophet Isaiah said. 24. And they asked him, saying, why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? It is he who coming after me is what? Preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to lose. 28. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away what? The sin of the world. 30.
This is he whom I said, after me come a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me.
I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore, I came baptizing him with water. 32.
And John bore witness, saying,
I saw the Spirit descending upon him like a dove.
And he remained upon him.
I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptized in the Holy Spirit.
And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God.
Again, the next day, John stood with two of his disciples.
And looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, behold the Lamb of God.
Brethren, that's where we are standing now. Who are we? What right have we? And why are we inviting the world to come and meet Jesus? John the Baptist told them that he is not the Christ.
And they asked
him, that, are you Elijah? Are you the prophet?
I'm
not. My job is what? I have to identify who to you. The Lamb of God. This is what God wants us to do.
And
God is giving us authority today. He's giving me authority. He spoke to me a few days ago, this morning, at dawn, this morning, he spoke to me, and he's speaking still. I have a mission. And I thank you for being here with me in this mission. We are to tell the world who, about whom? The Lamb of God. That word.
Tickets.
Be it known, I'm one crying in the wilderness without heavy clothes. No mighty fanfare. We are not people. Look at what we are here.
Really?
If we were of the this day prophets and this day what? Men of God, this place will be full of what? People.
And fanfare.
And all that. The kind of cars that will be here, you can't count
the cars.
Praise
it.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
But we are people in the wilderness. The Lord said, the wilderness is what? What did you learn this morning about the wilderness? What is the wilderness? The world. I have it there. The world is the wilderness. And we are in the world, but we don't move by the world. And we meet animals, wild beasts, where? In the world. And we don't wear clothes. We wear what? We eat what? On it. So, you see, our clothing and our things, yeah, and the way we behave and move is not according to what? The world. So don't worry if you came as what? With a said you should cover your hair. What? When the voice of the Lord, the world is waiting for you. The world is in darkness and forsaken. You are there to redeem the world. You are there to take them out of sin and darkness and shake the spirit of powers of death and release many a people. The world, you are the Lamb representative, is in you. And today he said he has made a mark upon you and to receive the blessings of the Lord. Be an instrument to reveal the glory of God to this generation, beginning from
generations.
Amen. Tomorrow we'll continue and finish as the Lord will grant it. God bless you. Amen.
Sure.
He shall reign over his people. He'll be their God. He shall reign over his people.